EPA announced an agreement with Monsanto, BASF, and DuPont on measures to further minimize damage to neighboring crops from the use of dicamba formulations used to control weeds in genetically modified cotton and soybeans. Steve Hensley, senior scientist for regulatory and environmental issues at the National Cotton Council, joins us to talk about what growers need to know.
The producer definitely needs to sit down and read the label, and he needs to understand the label, and he needs to follow the label. And if he is having someone else do his applications for him, whether it's a farmhand or a certified applicator, he's going to need to make sure that they are aware of the label and the new restrictions and that they follow them.
And when it comes to some of the major changes in the label?
One of the biggest new label changes is that this is now going to be a restricted use pesticide, and that means a lot more record keeping and traceability of the product. There's changes in the wind speed restrictions. Those are being lowered. There is a required training now that growers or applicators will need to take before they can use this product. There's new specifications on how to clean your sprayer out and other changes like that that the growers are just going to have to look at and become proficient in if they want to use this product after 2018.
However, there is a silver lining, according to Hensley.
My understanding, I think most cotton growers already are certified to use restricted use pesticides, so that should not be hopefully a big change for any of them or a huge cost up front, but the restrictions that will apply will be a lot more strict now. Again, this is time-limited registration, and that label ends in 2018, so it is very important that they understand the label and that they follow it as closely as possible, because everyone is going to be watching in 2018, and that includes federal EPA as well as all the state agencies.